Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wow, are those headsets really amped up? Wow. Blow out your eardrums on a back-to-work Monday in a rainy nation's capital and perhaps beyond. Always live and free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. I guess that's a thing that we're going to be mentioning. From what I remember from last week. So anyway, good to have you with us after a dual three-day weekend. I mean, we're used to AMAC taking three-day weekends. Occasionally, the leader of the rooster pen, the cage, is going to have to snip his way out and take a three-day weekend, as I did on Friday. And as I will this Friday. And actually, this is a four-day weekend coming up for me. So this is a really short week. But we have a lot to cover, man. We have a lot to cover. There is a lot going on for June 16th, year of our Lord, 2025. There is a lot going on. Oh, man. Davey, what are you doing, bud? What are you doing? Let me just say this. I like Davey Martinez a lot. He is an outstanding man. He has been a steadying force for a long time around here. He's a good baseball man. You can quibble with a lot of different little things. Fine. All fair. Part of the job. Everybody thinks they know more than the next guy, including sometimes me. Sometimes his lineup, sometimes his pitching changes, sometimes his bullpen management, all of that. Sometimes the just ungodly, terrible discipline on the base paths, all of that. But one thing you can always say about Davey Martinez and the Nationals under his leadership, whatever, is that they play their asses off. They play hard. And there's never, ever, ever, to my memory, been a crack in the foundation where people were going, what? He said what? He did what? So Saturday afternoon, after a sixth straight loss Friday night, late night, because of a long rain delay and because of a lot of runs scored, final score was like 11-9 to the Marlins. And you think, man, not a good time to have Trevor Williams on the bump. And Trevor Williams kind of gave them a chance. And the Nationals' bats didn't wake up as usual until the ninth inning. And then they made a heck of a furious rally, and they had a runner on third. Actually, the bases loaded, I think it was, with nobody out. And they managed to score one run on a passed ball. And that was with the top of the lineup. They could not get a runner in from third on a sac fly, on a hit, on anything. And they lost a seventh straight game. And then afterwards, Tyler and I were at the game. We had, thanks to my friend Danny, who you sometimes hear on the show, as we like to mention, Danny's a Hall of Famer at his high school. He invited me to his Hall of Fame enshrinement ceremony about 2 years ago. It was a wonderful event. So he was kind enough. He couldn't use his ticket, so he was kind enough to invite Tyler and I. And we went. And the ushers were great. We sat undercover because Tyler can't really handle the heat and, you know, through his disabilities and all that. Great, great, great afternoon. Not a great ball game, but a great afternoon. Nationals make this furious rally in the ninth, come up way short as usual, can't get a big hit when they need it, just like they did last Thursday in New York. They would have snapped this winning streak if they would have come up with one, or this losing streak, with one hit. With one hit in one of these ninth innings, Thursday at Citi Field in New York or Saturday at Nats Park. And instead, a big, giant... And then I'm driving out. Tyler and I stopped by to see Heisty in the big red box. Saw some other friends on the way out. And the traffic, because of the Army parade, there was nobody at the game. Shockingly, there was nobody in the streets. I guess everybody was just fearful that something, A, bad was going to happen, or B, about how bad the traffic was going to be. So we get in the car before Davey even talks on Nats Talk Live on the postgame show with Heisty. And I'm probably, I think, on 695, 395, whatever it was, not too far away from the ballpark. And Davey goes, yeah, I'm going to throw my entire clubhouse under the bus. In case you missed it, here's what it sounded like on Saturday afternoon following a seventh straight loss, this to the Marlins, which had already clinched a lost series and would only get worse by yesterday's eighth consecutive loss. But this was Saturday after the seventh consecutive loss.
Never on coaching. Okay, coaches work their asses off every single day. You know, we're not going to finger point here and say it's coaches. It's never on the coaches. Okay, they work hard. The message is clear. All the work is done prior. Sometimes you know they got to go out there and they got to play the game. You know, it's always been about the players. Always. You know, I played this game a long time. Never once have I blamed the coach for anything. I mean, we worked our asses off to get better. They gave us information and we used it. These guys understand what the game is, man. These coaches, I never had such a group of coaches that worked as hard as they do. I mean, they're here freaking diligently. They go over everything. They sit players every day. These coaches, they work their asses off. So, and I know every coach's staff is like that. So, sometimes, and the players know. Sometimes, you got to put the onus on the players. They got to go out there and they got to play the game and play the game the right way. You know, we can't hit for them. We can't catch the balls for them. We can't pitch for them. We can't throw strikes for them. They got to do that.
All right. In a moment, I'm going to tell you why Davey was mostly right and also terribly wrong. That's Davey Martinez Saturday. After a seventh straight loss, it would only get worse, an eighth straight loss, a sweep to the Marlins, who suck, who came into the series 17 games under 500, who have always managed, always might be a stretch, managed a lot of times over many years to be a thorn in the side of the Nats. Here, there, everywhere. No matter what the Marlins are, they've always kind of been, again, always, I use that word, they've managed to be a pain in the ass a lot of the times to the Nationals, whether they were good or not. And they're not good this year. Yet they came in and swept the series. Let me just tell you this. Davey Martinez was 1,000% wrong for saying it the way he said it. 1,000% wrong. You cannot, under any circumstances, in any way, shape, or form, say it is 100% not against the coaches. 100% coaches are not to blame. He didn't say the players are 100% to blame, but that is the direct inference or the direct correlation that he makes. We're not to blame. Don't look at us. We're working hard. It's them. They've got to go out and throw strikes. They've got to go out and stop chasing. They've got to get a clutch hit. They've got to run the bases better. They've got to play defense better. They've got to prepare better. They've got to work harder. 100% the wrong thing for Davey Martinez to say. As a longtime manager, as a world championship manager, Davey Martinez has to know better, that he cannot let his private frustrations with the ball club, with the clubhouse, get into the media. Because now you have a real problem. There were already going to be buzzards circling all around, even if they won yesterday, after a seventh consecutive loss. There were already going to be the buzzards and the vultures flying around, looking to pick on the carcass of the Washington Nationals, the rotting carcass of the 2025 Washington Nationals, which just a week and a half ago was two games under 500. And now, the Nationals are basically 0 for June. They're not exactly 0 for June, but they're 0 for June, essentially. Here's how. The Nationals, I put this up on Twitter earlier today. They were 28-30 after the 10-run first inning in Arizona on the last night of May. May 31st, Saturday night, May 31st. 28-30, two games under 500. And I came in on Monday, even though, or maybe I said it on Twitter after the game or whatever, I said, you know, if they could find a way to take two out of three from the Cubs, they might be 500. Came in, that series was the biggest regular season series, I thought, in 4 or 5 years. They were 28-30 at the end of May. They're now 30-41. Obviously, again, you lose eight games in a row, you're going to quickly go south. 28-30 at the end of May, 30-41 now. One of the problems amongst many is scoring runs, and then scoring runs early. Sunday, yesterday, in their eighth straight loss, they scored a run in the first inning. Never to score again. It's almost like they're allergic to scoring runs. You know what this team reminds me of? Not yesterday, because they actually scored a run in the first inning. But Saturday, they didn't wake up until the ninth inning, for the most part. Thursday, at Citi Field in New York, they didn't wake up until the ninth inning. Friday, they didn't wake up until after the rain delay, and then immediately gave it up. Jose A. Ferrer, thank you. No, thank you very much. This team reminds me of the 2023 Washington Commanders, who every one of their games started at 1 o'clock, and they were somehow, under Ron Rivera in his final year, convinced that every one of their games started at 2:30 because they wouldn't bother to show up for the first, like, hour and a half of the game. It's kind of the same thing with the Nationals. They don't bother to show up half the time. They're asleep at the wheel. It's like, oh, wait a second. You mean we have to actually swing at good pitches? And guess what? Your starting staff, not good enough. Your defense, not good enough. Your base running, horrible. Not good enough. Your bullpen stinks. Not good enough. Your home field advantage, rightfully, not good enough. Your roster, not good enough. Your payroll, not good enough to do that. They're 30-41 now. They were 28-30 at June 1st. It's now June 16th. We don't need to ask what happens if they get swept by the Colorado Rockies in a four-game series that starts tonight. And yes, Brady House is here. Great. That's awesome. Hopefully he gives them a jolt. Hopefully things change around. You can't count on him to single-handedly change things around, but maybe it serves the purpose of a jolt of electricity, and it wakes some people up, and it, more importantly, wakes the lineup up. Because in the month of June, in the month of June, the Nationals, who scored 38 runs combined in their final four games of May, at Seattle 2, at Arizona the first two, in the month of June, after scoring 38 combined runs in four games, the Nationals have scored 31 runs, seven less, in 13 games, nine more games. You got that? 31 runs in 13 games in the month of June after 38 runs in four games to end out May. They've lost eight in a row. You take out the nine spot on Friday night. It's 22 runs over 12 games, 1.83 runs per game. In June, even with the nine spot on Friday night, they're averaging 2.38 runs per game. They had nine runs of the 31 they've scored in the month on Friday night in and around the rain delay, mostly after the rain delay, which means nobody saw it except Nelly, who was stuck at the ballpark waiting for his paycheck. It's getting hot in here. Wait a second. Is that a Nelly song? Attaboy, Bri. It's getting hot in here, baby. I can feel it. The temperature is rising. Davey Martinez said the absolute wrong thing on Saturday afternoon, even if he was mostly right. I'll explain more what I mean by that next. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, shout out to my guys, both at Talk Nats and the Nats Report, for always supporting the show. Appreciate them for being aboard. And they obviously provide great coverage of the Nationals. So make sure you check those guys out. You know, this show prides itself on being a baseball show when we can. And look, sometimes it's great and positive, as it was a week and a half ago. And sometimes it's going to be really negative. This ain't going to be one of those feel-good positive days. Who could blame me? On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So, Washington, D.C. What do we want to talk about?
Oh, I think we know the answer to that, Cody Rhodes. Yeah. How did I know AMAC was going to bounce back? That was a pretty good line by me, huh? I think I should pat myself on the back, toot my own horn a little bit on a Monday. In the nation's capital, good to have you guys with us. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. So Davey Martinez said the absolute wrong thing on Saturday. There is not one soul alive publicly that can defend or advocate that Davey Martinez was correct in saying what he said. Because if you do, you're being holistically unfair. Even me, I can't defend what Davey Martinez said. It was the absolute wrong thing for him to say. That being said, here's how Davey was mostly kind of right. It is on the players. The problem is, it's not 100% on the players. Whether it's 10%, 20%, 15%, 25%, all debatable. It's not all on the players, but it is mostly on the players.
Isn't that something like you're just never supposed to do too as a coach? Like if someone comes to you, like a quarterback throws five interceptions or your top point guard has 10 turnovers,
yeah.
You hear coaches ask about that all the time, and it's never putting a blame
It's I got to coach better. Exactly. I got to lead better. Like, I got to teach better. Exactly. I got to prepare them better. And that's the problem. That's where Daly is completely wrong. Even if his private sentiment is, hey, man, we are working our asses off. We have prepared and prepared and taught them and told them, hey, you got to do this better. You got to do that better. You can't chase fastballs here. You got to be more aggressive. You got to run the bases better. You got to run. You got to play smarter. You got to do this. You got to do that. We can not say what we privately discuss with Darnell Coles and Mike Rizzo and Jim, what the hell is the pitching coach's name? I'm drawing a blank. You get the point. We cannot say that publicly under any circumstances. You can't say that, even if it's mostly right. Jim Hickey, there you go. Thank you. I just drew a blank. Pitching coach.
I knocked that out of the park.
You're a grade eight. You can't say it. It's all there is to it. But here's where, again, Davey's right. Again, in my opinion, 85, 90% of this is on player execution. You got a bunch of young players. I would be willing to bet. I'd be willing to bet some of this is frustration with, I don't know, C.J. Abrams, who finally woke up on, was it Friday? From the nap that he was in? I'd be willing to bet that. Some of it might be Keibert Ruiz. Some of it might be Luis Garcia, who they damn near almost got rid of at the beginning of last year. They tried to do everything they could to get rid of him. It didn't work. It backfired. They kept him because they kind of had no choice, and he went on to have a pretty good year. Well, this year, not as good. Robert Hassel wasn't hitting, so he was set down. Jose Tena started off great defensively this year, made some big-time strides. Not so good lately. And not hitting. I mean, there's all sorts of problems. Runners getting thrown out at third. Again, Ferrer comes in Friday night, lights a can of gasoline on fire after the Nats got right back in it. Saturday, bases loaded, nobody out, and they scratch out one run down 4-2 on a pass ball and can't get the game-tying run, or never mind, the game-winning run. Yesterday, they finally get a run in the first inning and not a lick after that. And that was after Davey said what he said. And then you have what Andrew Golden said in the Washington Post about players being frustrated, surprised, flummoxed, bothered. Apparently Mike Rizzo and other executives spending more time around players, talking to players than they normally do. It's not a good sign. Not a sign of things going well. And again, the one thing that you could say about Davey Martinez more than anything else, the one thing over his tenure here, good and bad, and there's been a lot of bad. Obviously, there was the ultimate good. The one thing is there has never, to my knowledge, publicly been a boiling point frustration. Sources say Davey's lost the clubhouse. We've quit. The actions never seem to spell that out. Nope, we're not listening. We've quit. We've given up. We're turning our backs on the skipper. We've never had that. As bad as it's been under Davey, and let's be honest, there's been one good year and a lot of bad. They've always played hard. They haven't always played well, but they've always played hard. And now you have to wonder if they're about to fold, if they're about to quit, if they're about to roll over and play dead. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Your reaction to what Davey Martinez said? What should the Nationals do? Should they fire him right here and right now? Should they wait? Should they not consider it at all? I'll give you some theories. I'll give you some data. I'll give you some reasons. I'll give you my opinion. I'd like to get yours at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app right after a trending alert. All right, indeed, the Nationals in the midst of an 8-game losing streak, and tonight they take on the horrible Colorado Rockies, who come in at 14-57. The Nationals all the way back to a 30-41 record. 6:45, the first pitch scheduled at Nats Park. If the rain holds out, Brady House getting a call up from AAA, and he will be in the lineup at third base, or at least that is the public plan, with Jose Tana going down as well. Robert Hassel, Dylan Lyle, coming back up after a short return to the minor league. So that is, again, 6:45, 106.7, the Fan and the Odyssey app. Meanwhile, Shohei Ohtani going to make his 2025 pitching debut tonight against the San Diego Padres. It's the first time he's been on the mound in a year and a half. He was expected not to be ready until July. He will serve as an opener. It's been 21 months since a second repair of his UCL. And of course, he's been hitting, but not pitching. Meanwhile, the big deal yesterday in Major League Baseball, if you missed it, last night, the San Francisco Giants acquiring three-time All-Star and slugger Rafael Devers from the Boston Red Sox in a package for Kyle Harrison, who just pitched here a couple of weeks ago for San Francisco, right-hander Jordan Hicks, and a couple of minor leaguers. Devers had signed an over $300 million contract just a couple of years ago, but fall out of favor with Boston's new regime over a position switch. Meanwhile, tonight, game five of the NBA Finals, Indiana and Oklahoma City. Tip off in that one at 8:30 back in OKC. And that's what's trending.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Two balls, two strikes. The lead at first for Tana, held by Wagaman. Tarnock delivers and calls swings, chops it back to the pitcher. Throw to second, wide, but held. Throw to first. Double play, and the game's over. The throw almost too wide, held by Edwards, the second baseman. They get a 1-4-3 double play. The game and the series over. The Marlins win all three here in Washington.
Ah, Charlie Slows with the disappointing call at the end of yesterday's game. Just really the icing on the cake, right? Think you got a chance? Try and somehow avoid the sweep? You're down 3-1, so you need a little bit of magic. Dead crowd, even though there was supposedly 29,000 people there. You hope that Brady House and Lyle coming back up, but House making his debut scheduled for tonight, gives them a little jolt of energy. I mean, if you're counting on that to completely wake you up, something else is wrong, right? So let me just get to this, and then we'll move on if nobody cares. I care a lot. I love baseball. We talk about baseball regularly on this show, and we don't apologize for that. We're not going to talk football 363 days a year. Just not going to do that. We will talk about RFK later on. But I love baseball. And I am so bummed that the Nats have now pretty much ended their season with this run of futility. I mean, listen, realistically, are they done? No. They've only played 71 games. There's 162 on the schedule. There's 91 more games left to play. But, right, you have to realistically say, what are you not? and what you're not right now is a well-oiled machine. You're not hitting. You're not getting good enough starting pitching in most cases. You're certainly not getting good enough production out of the bullpen. You don't run the bases well. Fielding is up and down. And now the one rock that you kind of had that's held this thing together, the one thing that's kind of held this thing together over a miserable last 5 years, Davey Martinez has had it. He's tired of you criticizing Darnell Coles. He's tired of you criticizing the third base coach. He's tired of you criticizing him and his lineups and his starting pitching management, his bullpen usage. He's tired of it. Does that mean he's tired of managing the Nationals? And if the answer to that is yes, in Mike Rizzo's mind, then you have to make a move. But what if it's not all Mike Rizzo's decision? Get to that in a sec. Mentioned our friends from Talk Nats and TalkNats.com. They have a big piece up. And one of the things that jumped out to me was, and this wasn't a surprise to me, but maybe it's a surprise to you, so I'll just read it to you and just, again, jumped out to me. A source told us that the reason they might not fire Martinez is out of respect for this franchise's only World Series manager. End quote. And the rest of the column is very well done. It talks about how Manny Acta was the only manager fired midseason, how we should not look at this as, oh, the learners don't want to spend money. It's not a cost thing, right? Davey Martinez has the remainder of this year under his contract with the team option for next year. Team option means the team can decide whether to add the you get the point? Davey's done after this year in terms of what he's contractually owed. It's not, the money is not an issue here. But what could be and what seems logical to me, as Talk Nats pointed out, is, hey man, we don't want to fire the guy. We don't want to just shake it up to shake it up like the Orioles did with Brandon Hyde a couple of weeks ago, which, oh, by the way, worked. We don't want to do that because Davey got us through a lot. And Davey led us to the World Series. We have never-ending respect and an open heart, if you will, to Davey Martinez for what that 2019 team did and for the way he's handled a lot of other things. But as I said to open up the show, the one thing you've been able to count on during this 5 years of misery is Davey having the back of his players and Davey not being inflammatory and Davey not losing his cool with the media or with players. And on Saturday, he lost all of that. And he may have lost the clubhouse. So the Nationals may not want to fire Davey Martinez, A, because his contract is up at the end of the year. They can simply say no to the team option, and essentially everybody knows that's a firing, but it's just his contract is up, just like Dusty Baker's contract was up. More on that in a sec. But they may have no choice. The ballpark is going to be completely empty the next four days. Even though it's summer, yes, rain is going to play a factor in that. Opponent is going to play a factor in that. This isn't the Mets. This isn't the Phillies. This isn't the Cubs. This isn't the Cardinals. This isn't the Dodgers. Not the Yankees. Not the Red Sox. Not a team that has a following. Not the Orioles. This is a team coming in for four games, the Colorado Rockies, that suck. Oh, by the way, they just put up 10 runs yesterday against the Atlanta Braves, that swept the Marlins 2 weeks ago in Miami, and they come in for a four-game series at like 13-51 or whatever the hell they are, and is more than capable of winning this series, if not sweeping this series with the way things are going right now. Because, again, it's not just one thing. Yes, the offense stands out, but it's a lot of things. It's base running. It's sometimes porous defense. Sometimes it's mental mistakes. Sometimes it's guys just scuffling and, you know, just in a slump, swinging at bad pitches, trying to do too much, too tight. The bullpen. The everything. Lack of just everything. It's not just one thing. Bad roster. Bad ownership. Really not that much support from the fans, because guess what? The fans haven't really been out. I mean, I was at Saturday's game, and I don't know if it was because of the parade coming up. I'm sure that had a big part in it, but more, there was no road fans there. That certainly plays a part in it. I mean, there may have been 10,000 people in the building on Saturday afternoon, the first Saturday of summer, for a 105 game. Granted, it was a 405 game originally, and I don't think there was a major giveaway. I certainly didn't see one. But we can't just, you know, we can't just count on, oh, they're at home, they'll have a great home crowd, they'll have the home support. No, no, no. That's not the way it works. Should the Nationals be loyal to Davey Martinez because he led them to the mountaintop? Or has that loyalty expired? That's one of the questions I'd like you to answer. 301-230-0980. Tweet me at WrestleMania621 or X post me or whatever the hell it is. Tweet X, whatever. It's not all Davey Martinez's fault by any stretch. It is not all the coach's fault. But I can't always say, I can't say it's all the player's fault too. Because it's not. That's not fair. It's mostly the player's fault, but it's not all by any means. And one other thing, and then I'll take a timeout. What if this decision is not Mike Rizzo's alone to make? I'll explain more what I mean by that in just a couple of moments, and then we'll move on if you guys don't care. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980, on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. I am hot. Thank you, A-Mac. Appreciate you. Very sweet of you. You know what's not hot? The Nationals fan base. Actually, they're probably hot. They're just miserable right now.
Not hot in the way that you were saying the first time.
Exactly. Yeah. There's probably, I mean, now, to be fair, I haven't looked at the forecast for tonight during the game, but, I mean, it's been raining most of the morning. It's cool. It's not hot or anything like that. But I would guess there's probably going to be less than 20,000 in attendance tonight. I mean, they'll probably announce 27,000, but I would imagine there's going to be between 15 and 20, if that, tonight. Not an opponent nobody cares about. The home team's lost 8 in a row. They don't care about Brady House. Davey on knock, knock, knocking on death's door. Monday night. Yeah, even though it's the summer, bad. Oh, and by the way, if this team and if Davey and the regime survives the next 4 days, and that's an if, not an absolute, then they got to go on the road on a vicious West Coast trip. That'll be fun. That'll be a lot of fun. Let me just give you this. The decision, you know, again, our friends from Talk Nats pointed out, hey, this might be a matter of they don't want to fire Davey out of loyalty. I understand that. I try and be loyal to people as well. Like, I don't work in a loyalty industry, but I try and be loyal to people as much as I can. I get it. But what if this decision is not Mike Rizzo's to make, ultimately? And people might go, huh? He's the general manager. He's the president of baseball operations. Of course it's his decision to make. you know, just like it was his decision to make when Dusty Baker didn't have his contract renewed. And Mike told everyone publicly and privately that Dusty was coming back and he had the wool pulled out. Remember that? After they won two straight division titles and an average of 96 games in Dusty's 2 years. Remember that? Or did you forget that? Remember when Mike Rizzo worked out a deal for Bryce Harper at the trade deadline so he wouldn't lose him for nothing with the Houston Astros? And ownership stepped in and said, not happening. Remember all the free agents that they pursued and or let go because of contract issues, because of deferred payments? Who do you think that was on? Who do you think that was because of? The learners. Now, I don't know if Mark is the same as Ted. I don't know. I know there's reported infighting. We know there's reported heavy, heavy debt. Heavy debt. Talk Nats had a big thing on that about a month ago. About $500 or so million dollars worth of debt. The ballpark is going to be empty this week. Empty. They're on an 8-game losing streak. They're playing an opponent that has no fans, that somehow is 10,000 times worse than they are. It's been 5 years since they've really been a good team. You don't think the learners are going to look around and go, oh my God, what are we doing here? What's happening here? And make a decision? And maybe strip, if you will, Mike Rizzo of power again? I'm not saying Mike Rizzo doesn't have any power or any control. But the notion that Mike Rizzo has all the power and all the control is bupkis. As far as we know, Mike Rizzo defends Davey Martinez. Publicly, he certainly does. Privately, I believe so as well. The problem is it might not be Mike Rizzo's decision. And again, they might look up the road and say, look at what the Orioles did. They fired their manager when we were in the process of sweeping their asses in Baltimore. Woke them up. You know how I know? The Orioles tonight are in Tampa Bay against the surging Tampa Bay Rays who kicked the Mets' ass over the weekend. The Orioles are 30-40. Not good, but much better since they fired Hyde, and they lost two games after that to the Nationals. The Nationals are 30-41. Think about that. As bad as the Orioles' first month and a half of the season was, they are now one half game behind the Nationals. Think about that. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Stay with us.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.